Father, we thank you for this Ignite Youth Conference. We welcome you. We ask that you take your place in our midst. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. I'd like to welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to the Ignite Conference 2025. Hallelujah. You shall be ignited and you shall step forth as the youth in dominion. I want to speak on the youth in dominion dash the life of Joseph. The youth in dominion. And we are looking at the life of Joseph. Our objective is to understand the dominion secrets of the life of Joseph. The dominion secrets of the life of Joseph. Genesis 39. Before then, or Genesis chapter 40, if you look at from verse 42, we see Joseph in dominion. Genesis 41, 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Somebody say aloud, amen. Is there anyone here who was born in the year of 1995? You, I'm standing right in front of you. Now, that was how old, how you are now, was how old Joseph was when they made him prime minister. The way you are now, at this your age, you are youth, isn't it? And you are in a youth conference. I'm not saying this to indict you. I'm just saying so that we can have an understanding. Because when you hear that Joseph came before Pharaoh, and he became this, and he now became the overall commander, Jesus, in the whole of Egypt, you would think that maybe he was in his 40s or 50s. He was 30 years.
And God's servant is just standing directly in front of the young man.
And he was in, is it millennials you call them? People in the 90s.
All right. They are millennials.
Take your seat.
Less than that is...
Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, it is not too strange, take your seat, for the youth in your 20s and in your 30s to be in authority. Yakubu Gowon was general of the Nigerian army at the age of 30. He's still alive today. The Civil War was 57 years ago. He was there in the Civil War. I think he became general around the age of 30. He's now about 90 years. He's still alive. Do you understand what I'm talking about? One of the greatest challenges of the youth of our generation is the delay in maturity. There is such a delay in a maturity in the mind. They remain young for too long. They behave young for too long. They postpone their breakthrough. They postpone their authority. They postpone their influence. They just shift it into the future. Am I communicating at all? The youth in Dominion. Any young person who entered the Nigerian Defense Academy at the age of 17, graduates at the age of 22, 5 years, when he comes out, he's commissioned a second lieutenant. And after a few months, he's commissioned full lieutenant. At that 25, he is made to command both men and weapons. He is already... My own brother was age 21, 22 when he became an officer from the Nigerian Army. At that age, you're already a platoon commander, a company commander. Men are under you. You move here, move here. You are deployed to the war front to command troops, command resources in your early 20s. I was the president of this ministry, even though I don't bear the title of the president of the ministry, at age 28. I was married already before 26. 2 months before 26. My wife was not yet 24 when we married. Already a doctor. Treating men. Treating people. I'm not saying this to indict you. I'm just saying this so that we can wake up a bit, right? You are here for dominion. And you shall step into dominion. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your right and say, I am stepping into dominion. In the name of Jesus, I reject the syndrome of delayed maturity, of delayed maturity, delayed mental maturity. I am rising up. I am taking charge. I am stepping into dominion as a voice in my generation. You believe that? Say louder, amen.
There are many of you seated here tonight. You are a voice in your generation. Your generation must hear you. This generation must hear you. Whatever field you are going to find yourself, in the field of industry, in the field of the arts, in the field of medicine, in the field of business, in the field of politics, in the field of governance and leadership, in the field of pastoring and ministry, whatever field you find yourself, you are going to be in command in that field. You believe it? Say aloud, amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Joseph was a youth that was in dominion in the land of Egypt. What do you do? How do you conduct yourself to exist as a youth in dominion? We're going to be looking at certain secrets in the life of Joseph. Number one, there are things I am going to say that you may have heard before. Number one, exist with a clear difference. Exist to be clearly different from your contemporaries. Genesis chapter 37 verse 2, the Bible said, Joseph brought evil report of his brothers to his father. He was different from them. Exist to be clearly different. Let
there be something about you that makes you different from your classmates? That makes you appear and look different from your age mates? That makes you appear and look different from the youth of this generation, the Gen Z generation, the youth, exists to be different from the generality. It is not possible to make a difference without being different. Let there be that unmistakable identity about you. The way this young man conducts himself, the way he moves, the way he acts. In fact, come to the point where you are many years. You don't lie down like that, baby. Sit up. You are many years ahead of your age mates. Take your seat. Those who flow with the crowd are lost in the crowd. Our challenge as youth is we are too addicted to approval. We are too high on human opinions. So that instead of being, please sit down so that those at your back can look. Instead of being who you are meant to be, what you are meant to be, you are struggling to be who what others are. So you lose yourself in the process. When you struggle to be like the generality, you lose your originality. There are so many people, so many youth, who they have lost their originality because they want to be like the generality. And when you want to be like the generality, you also lose your authority. You want to be like the masses. You lose your class. You just step out of the class. You want to be like the mass. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? That is your step number one. There should be something about you. Those who knew me in the university knew. Those who knew me in the class knew. My mother knew there is something different about this child. Exist with a clear difference. Number two, exist with a positive stand for something. They may all sound alike, but they are different. A positive stand for something. Let your stand be known. A positive stand. There are people today who have no stand. Every ground is a place to stand. The wise man said, if you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. They're inviting you for a disco party or a night clubbing. You can't say no. You don't want to displease people. You don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to make them feel like you're antisocial. If you want to have a future, you must possess the capacity to say no without fail to the wrong thing. To say no with
dignity. To say no without feeling inferior. So say no without apology when there is a need to say no to something. Am I communicating at all? Very, very important. You see, when your name is mentioned, people should know you for something. Something good. Something positive. Something inspiring. Something motivating. Something challenging. When you are not known for anything in particular, you don't have any destiny in particular. You don't have a destiny in particular. When my children were growing, one of the little cartoons they got for them was Alice in the Wonderland. I believe it was a big bird that was going somewhere. And she asked someone, he said, "Where does this road lead to?" And that one asked her, "Where are you going?" And the big bird said, "Nowhere in particular." Then the person answered, the character answered, "Then it doesn't matter where the road goes. Just follow it." If you are not going anywhere in particular, what does it matter where the road is going? If you are not going anywhere in particular, every road is a road. Every way is a way. Every man is a husband. Every woman is a wife. If you don't know exactly what you want out of life, you will not like what you find. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A stand, a very, very solid stand, a debaucherous stand. Stand for something. I went to preach once somewhere. The Benue State government under Governor Otom just stepped into office the first term, and they did 2 tenures. And they asked me to come and talk to them on leadership and how to, and so on. And after I finished talking, one of the commissioners had an honorarium to give me. And he asked the permission of the governor to take the money to me. And the governor said, he will not collect it. He knew from experience. Because himself has tried to give me money and I will not collect it. So one day he asked me, he said, "Why are you not collecting the money I'm giving you?" I said, "Because I don't know whether it is security vote, whether it is government money, security vote that you are giving me out of, money that is meant for security." Hello? He will not collect it. He knew it before I arrived there. So the man said, "Let me try." So the man brought the money. And I said, "I'm not touching it, sir. I came here to minister to you free of charge. And I don't want to touch government money one dime." The man went back to him and said, "He didn't collect it." He said, "Didn't I tell you? I told you he won't collect it. What is it that you are known for? Must be known. Why do you want an identity without being identifiable? Why do you want your generation to identify you for anything that you have and you cannot be identified?" Possess a stand for something. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to finish this. Exist with a positive stand for something. Number 3, exist as a person of conviction. Now 2 and 3 are almost alike. With a stand, you took a stand. A person of conviction means you are not a person of the consensus.
You don't dress because that is how everybody wants to dress. You don't speak because everybody is speaking. Or our robot said, everybody wants to speak, but not everybody have what to say. You know, it's very rare before you can say, oh, yes, what is your own contribution? Yes, this is mine. What do you have to say to this? Yes, this is mine. What do you have to say to this? Yes, I want to say this. Very hard in the context where we live, where you ask somebody, what do you have? And they say, oh, no, I don't have anything to say. Oh, that person already said what I wanted to say. Very rare before you find that. You have a lot of people who want to say something where they have nothing to say. Especially this social media age that has rendered many people jobless and useless. Jobless and useless. Yes. Very jobless, very useless. They are commenting on somebody. He has no business with the person. He has not. He must make a comment. As if it's compulsory. A person of conviction is a person who has a mind of his own, who is not a person who is functioning by the mind of society. People without conviction, society is thinking for them. Classmates are thinking for them. The internet is thinking for them. They draw their inspiration from the world around. They cannot sit down to think straight and think clear and act positive. I'm telling you the things you need to do by His mercies. I have ministered to presidents of nations. Sitting presidents, former presidents. Administer to them. Administer to governors of states. Administer to judges, both in Nigeria and outside Nigeria. They want to hear from us because they believe we have what to say. So I'm telling you from a depth of God's help so far. You need to come to the point where your best friend knows that they cannot convince you to do the wrong thing. This is your best friend, yet they can't convince you to attack a person who didn't do you anything. They know. One day, some of the closest people to me, we are talking about somebody in a very disparaging way. Now, when I say closest people to me, not my wife, so that nobody will be suspecting. Could it be my wife? Some of the closest persons to me, that's closer, that's people you don't argue with. They were talking about somebody who offended them. This one said, this is what he did to me. This one said, this is what he did to me. And for me, the person has never done anything to me but good. And it was made clear. Oh no, he hasn't done nothing to me. I couldn't receive the transfer of negative emotion towards him. Because there are people who will do things and say things about others, people who never did anything against you, until you begin to hate the person on their behalf. That is not your own, that is, your problem is not that you had a problem with the person. Is that somebody else has a problem with a person and he transferred the emotion to you and you are pushing the emotion against it and this life is full of that. And that can easily happen when you are not a person of conviction. Somebody say amen. Are you going to be a youth in authority? Are you going to be a youth that will take your place at the top? Are you going to be such a youth? Then you will be a youth. That is my person of conviction. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
When our church in Area 1 was being built, it was left with the office tower at the back. then we required 10 million naira to complete that bag. 10 million naira was very big then. And I'm sure it may have more value then than now, but 10 million naira was very hard to come by then. A bank approached us. The late Intercontinental Bank. Approached us. They will give us the amount, that amount, to finish up. I won't tell you the rest of their suggestions. But every service day, they will be around to pick the offering in the church and go and count it with our accountants and record it until the 10 million is done. I said, well, what a shame. You mean church, you pass through such a humiliation? I said, we are not going to drop it, touch one dime. If God can't finish it, let it remain unfinished. God finished it with a lot of change. Now, that amount that they were asking to give us then can't even be called a sacrifice now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, this is where I'm going. Somebody else in my position, minister of the gospel, approached the same bank for loan. Around the same time, the same bank approached them for loan to do something. And, you know, and before they give you loan, they will give you collaterals and then referee. Who will refer this loan? And the person mentioned my name. That I will be his and their church's referee or reference or whatever. And the people say no on the spot. They say, oh no. No, it's not, that's not possible. The person who will not take loan will refer another person. They told him no on the spot. He's the one who is telling me. Oh, the person who wanted to take the loan is the one telling me. No, he won't take it. You have nothing to be afraid of if you follow the path of the right conviction. You have nothing to apologize about if you follow the path of the right conviction. 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 13 he said, who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? You have no harm to be afraid of. You have no mockery to be afraid of. You have no rejection to be afraid of. You have no castigation to be afraid of. If you are on the path of right. Now, let me tell you. I want to bring you to the point where you can say no to your best friend if he wants you to do the wrong thing. That's that. I want you to reach that realm. Where the person that you are not meant to say no to, You will say no to the person when he wanted you to say or do the wrong thing. When you are at such a realm, you are unstoppable in terms of how far you can reach. When I was in the university, I came home on holiday. My father had a keg of palm wine in front of him. And I sat with him. We're gisting. And then he wanted me to assist stretch the wine to him and give to him. As he mentioned, he says, stretch it. Can you stretch that to me? Before he could land, while I was contemplating what to do, because this is your father asking you to give him liquid ethanol. As I was contemplating, he now said, oh, sorry. I just realized you are not meant to touch that. You are not meant to touch that. He was aware. Himself was aware. You are not meant to touch that. I'd like you to come to that point. You are convinced
fully convinced. Conviction beyond dissuasion in the right issue, it will take you to the top. That is the life of Joseph. I have two or three more and then we are done. Our time is up. Number three, number four, maintain submission to spiritual authority. Maintain it. Maintain the attitude of submission to spiritual authority. One of the greatest plague of youth is the plague of rebellion to constituted authority. Plague. There is an age in youth where they just want to rebel. If father said this, I do the opposite. Mother says, sit down, I stand up. It's a plague. Authority, spiritual authority. Joseph was the only boy out of 12 sons that was strictly under the authority of his father. That was why the Bible was saying he was bringing the evil report of his brethren, which means what the father said to do, Joseph did. What the father said they shouldn't do, all the 11 did. Joseph's case was like David. All 11 children were lazy at home. David was before in the bush, tending the flock. Am I communicating? Let me say something very practical to you this morning, this day. A young man, if I mention the name of a young man, all of you here will know him because he's a young upcoming minister in this generation. And he met me with a very, very strong concern. He said, excuse me, sir. I see the generation of the fathers, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, Bishop David Oyedepo. See, I see that generation seem to be going. No, they're getting old. See, I see yourself talking about me coming up. He said, but when I look at my generation, the youth generation, he said, I find it difficult to find who has what those people have. He said, I am looking to see, but I'm finding it hard. He said, sir, what is wrong? God shouldn't leave a generational vacuum. He said, you know what he said? He said, in their generation, they talk a lot. They have a lot of talk, grammar, a lot of things, but few manifestations. Here and there, they can have a headache, you know, they can have this or that. But when we talk about the drastic things that the fathers have experienced, the kind of things we see in your ministry, he was talking to me. He said, when we come to our generation, he said, he was talking of his 40 years down. When we come to that generation, he said, I find it hard to find that the kind of people that will turn into those kind of people. I find it hard to locate. You know what I told him? I said that virtue is a product of value. When the sons don't value the fathers, they can never connect the virtues of the father. We have a generation of young men and women who are instantly an authority to themselves. Instantly an authority. One young man came to my office the other day. What is your name? He's Apostle so and so. When did you give your life to Christ? 5 years ago. And you are an apostle already. Dr. Ron. He said,
When did you give your life to Christ? 5 years ago. As I tried to trace his spiritual history, it was not clear. Who is your spiritual father? Not clear. What? Where are we going? You go online, and if they are attacking Daddy Gio or attacking somebody, you will see youth there. The majority of the people, you won't see any sensible civil servant online talking about anybody. You won't see any sensible businessman, millionaire, billionaire. What time do they have? You won't have any productive classroom teacher or lecturer. It's youth. They are behind their keyboard. Yes, why did Pastor Adeboye do this? That is a man who can be his grandfather. Why should so and so person say this? How can you attempt to attract what you attack? People, they are trying to they are talking about attracting the same grace that they are attacking. They are talking about how can you have what you hate? You don't like him, but you want what he carries. It doesn't work like that. It is the same youth generation that will preach doctrines like, we don't need the fathers. Or in fact, God is doing something with the younger generation that the fathers cannot understand. They talk with a lot of braggadociousness, a lot of arrogance, and a lot of shoulders raised. Oh yes, how many of you have heard that kind of thing before? Oh, God is doing something with the young people, younger generation, the youth. The fathers can't understand them. The fathers are trying to limit them. They are trying to stop them. They are trying to impose themselves and say people must submit to authority. But there are things God is saying to the youth that the fathers can't understand. There is a lot of grammars. One of the things that has helped me and is helping me till tomorrow. Very heavy regard for everybody who is in front. Even if you don't show your date of birth, there should be some idea when you see somebody that is older than you. When you see somebody who is ahead of you. One day, a man of God who is 80 years old this year was coming to visit Abuja town for a program. And I heard that he had to leave his house 5 a.m. in the morning to be able to meet first flight in Lagos by 7. And I saw the man, at this age, he shouldn't be suffering like that. And I told the pastor who was inviting him, can I organize and pick and organize a jet to pick him? And he said, oh, that would be so wonderful. I said, oh, he's done. Send a plane to him in Lagos. Picked him. Landed him here. On his way, he branched through this place. Saw the place, was so excited. We gave him honorarium. He didn't come to preach here. Honor him for passing here. And he went to preach where he went. And then went his way back. I had no relationship with him as father-son relationship. We are not close in any way. But he's an elder. Elder in the body of Christ. A father. And what I do to him today determines what they will do with me tomorrow. Do you understand what I'm saying now? I am not disrespecting those ahead of me. Those below me can't disrespect me. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You can never smell authority until you understand submission to authority. Let me say it in the way you will understand. If there is anybody now, to arrive at and last in authority, you must submit to authority. If, you see, the centurion man said, I am a man under authority. Come. One, two, three, yes, at the edge. come. Back here.
This one said, I am a man under authority. I am a man. This man, I am a man under this authority. And I have soldiers under me. Me, I am under authority. Somebody is under me. You cannot be successful in authority until you are successful under authority. Nobody can be successfully in authority until he has been successfully, until he has existed successfully under authority.
When we grew up in the Lord, there were people in those days who used to boast, nobody ever laid hands on me. That is, they just happened. Nobody prayed for them. Nobody did. It just happened. They just arrived and happened. I knew about two of those people in those days. One of them is no more. One is still alive. I'm talking of people who at one point jammed stadiums. One is still alive. But no ministry. No ministry. I'm talking about in the last 20 years, this particular one is still alive on earth today. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Stadiums filled within and without, but no more. Because then, I don't submit to anybody, nobody laid hands on me. I hear directly from God. I take instruction directly from God. Yes, we can take instruction directly from God, yet he gave them apostles and gave them prophets and gave them evangelists and gave them pastors and gave them teachers for the edifying of the body of Christ so that people can be taught and be pastored. Hallelujah. Three of you are under authority, okay? Place your hand on him. Place your hand on him. Stand behind him. Fresh. Fresh. That illustration go with you and establish you. Am I communicating? When you see people brag about no need for spiritual fatherhood, run from them. That is a bastard generation. A vagabond generation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you see people disregard authority, if they ever appear to be in any form of authority, it's just for a time being. You see that sheep that likes to miss road, that sheep that likes to miss road, it either comes back with one ear missing because a lion picked it, or very soon has broken leg by the deliberate breaking of the shepherd. There are shepherds who break the leg of sheep. Find it out. They deliberately break the leg of stray sheep so that they start walking like that. They don't run away anymore. And then they begin to run close to the shepherd. Yes, they say, you know, the one way to know the sheep with the broken leg is the one that is very close to the shepherd. He had learned his lesson. Don't let God break your leg. Don't let God humble you like he did to Nebuchadnezzar, who beat his chest and said, I did everything by myself, no help from anywhere. Am I communicating? He doesn't take anything from you. One day, myself and Babo Yedeko, we went for a program somewhere. They sat him here, and then they sat me next to him. Among other dignitaries. He is my spiritual father. But they gave me and him the same seat role. The person who introduced him said, we have our father in the Lord, God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. He is here. And we are so excited to have him in our midst. We also have our other father in the Lord, Dr. Pastor Paulin. He's right there. My submission to my father didn't drop my influence and relevance in the eye of the person. And the person knows that the person who
He's talking about his mind. He knows.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Submission to authority does not drop you. It enhances you. It flavors your life with the flavoring of your spiritual authority. It flavors your life with the flavoring of your spiritual covering. I'm saying this intensely so that we can learn if leadership is your destination, then followership is your pathway. Hallelujah. The youth in dominion from the life of Joseph. Maintain submission to spiritual authority. Let me say number 5, and then we'll stop there today. Make a difference wherever you are found. Make a difference wherever you are found. Don't let your presence anywhere be cosmetic. Let it be productive. Anywhere you are found, per time, plant a mark. Fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling. Only remembered by what we have done. Only remembered. Only remembered. Only remembered by what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling. Only remembered by what we have done. Only remember, only remember, only remembered by what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling. Only remember.
That was the kind of difference Joseph made. As soon as he entered Potiphar's house, everything changed. Everything changed. Everything. Anywhere you are found per time, ensure your presence is felt so that your absence can be noticeable. When your presence is not felt, your absence will not be noticed. And if your absence is not noticed, then your presence was never needed. You were not meant to be there. You were there as a waste. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A few days ago, somebody was telling me, he said, thank you for the kind of leadership you taught us when you were the president of Medical Students Fellowship. I was the president of Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students, now called the CMDA. Christian Medical and Dental Association, the students are 30-something years ago. Whatever way that thing was conducted has left a mark on people till today that they are talking about. Do you want to be a leader, a youth that will arrive in dominion? Let your mark be felt. If your absence is not felt, your presence will not be needed. Don't be a time waster. Don't be a space occupier. Don't be a positional leader. Be functional. Saul had the position. David had the function. Position of what? King of Israel. But could he deliver the people from Goliath? No. Who delivered the people? David. One man had the position, another man had the function. But in a short time, the man with the position had to leave the position for the one who has the function. Anywhere you are found per time, Whatever you do with your hand, do it with your might. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Let your generation fill you. Look at your neighbor and say, let your generation fill you. Let your generation fill you. Let your parents fill you. Let your class fill you. Let your colleagues fill you. Let your family fill you. Let your friends fill you. Stand up on your feet. I have more to say, but I've just gone 1/3 of what was prepared for tonight. I'll continue from here. Anywhere we stop in the course of the conference, we will stop. But tonight, you will not miss out. You will not miss your place in destiny. Did you hear anything tonight? Anything meaningful? Can anybody randomly tell me what one thing you heard that means something to you? Make a difference. Make sense on time, yes. You don't attack anything you want to attract. Be strong with your conviction. That is, be able to say no to your best friend. Your very best friend. Your very best friend. Be able to say no to your best friend when they want you to do the wrong thing. Yes. If your your absence is not felt, your presence is not needed. Be submissive to spiritual authority. You cannot. Now, show me one person today who is not under any authority, and that person appears to be in authority. It's a matter of time. You cannot last in authority until you dwell under authority. Anyone more? If you follow the generality, you lose both originality and authority. Hallelujah. I'd like you to use the next 5 minutes to pray. Place those 5 points on the screen, and then we'll take off from it one by one by one. Father, help me to exist with a clear difference. Help me to be different from the people of my world. After 1 minute, you move to the next point. After that, you move to the next point. After that, you move to the next point. Let's go. Say, Father.
Help me
to exist
with a clear difference
from my generation. Okay, all right, go ahead and pray. Let's go.
And he answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands where you are. Anywhere you are tonight, I know that there must have been a first altar call. Either you want to give your life to Christ, or you want to renew your relationship with God based on the things you just heard. Maybe you are convicted. You want one area or the other. You can step forward here, and I'm going to pray for you. Or you want to renew your relationship with God. Rededicate yourself to God. Have your sins forgiven. Quickly come forward. I give you the count of 10. And don't wait for who will come out first. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true, with thanksgiving all day I live. Sanctuary for you, Lord, prepare me to a sanctuary. You're an old brother, so prepare me. I'll be alive. Three, sanctuary for you. Sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today and I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I declare it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hold the hand of somebody near you, people. And lift it up.
Right into my family.
And we thank you. We are leaving. Thank you. Lift your hands high. Father, you are going to pray for the person whose hand you are holding. Father, reproduce your grace in the life of Joseph, in the life of this your child, today, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I ask that you reproduce your grace in the life of Joseph, in the life of this your child, today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray for the next 1 minute. Pray.
Repapala catena rabusta prantala, ela rota la baradi da debelea, leprocosto protocopala cata, repetele de debelega de la madana, repapala catala da rabana bagadiga de berrobagada, repapala cata frega de rebega de gurabagada, repapala cata barada barada de berrobagada, repapala cata de berrobagada de berrobagada, racoco chapatani carabalina, rotoli branda capalati freteleva, ruate ruacapace tela, ruota totomi.
Lift your hands. Grace to live by what you just heard. Receive now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And lift your hand on your head. Grace to obey. That's right. Grace to live by what you just heard. That grace will release upon you. And in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive.
Let's go.
Lift your hands and give him the praise. What a night.